today's episode, for the first time ever, I had heard about this AI product designer YC startup called Polymet.ai. Everyone's talking about it, how it's this AI product designer that you just write some English and it's going to pop up these beautiful designs, production-ready code. And I wanted to try the product. So I tried the product for the first time ever, live on camera, and you'll see the results. I also give away an incredible multi-million dollar a year startup idea in the process. And at the end of this episode, I compare it to V0 by Vercel, which is probably the most well-known product in the AI designer space. The question is, are AI product designers here? You'll find out in this episode. Just watch to the end. I hope you enjoy. Okay, this is going to be really fun. So I saw this tweet from Y Combinator about this app called Polymet.ai. It helps non-designers create production-ready designs and front-end code with AI. Now, I've seen a lot of products claim they can do this. I use V0 a bunch to do these sorts of things. But I noticed that the output for some of these designs were just looking really, really beautiful. So I was thinking what we can do today is I just signed up to Polymet. By the way, it's not sponsored or anything like that. I just thought it would be cool to play with it and use this AI product designer app together for the first time. I'm literally going to give it an idea, which, by the way, I think could be a multi-million dollar a year business. I'm going to give it that idea and see if it creates a beautiful product. Does the idea of an AI product designer, is that just a catchy hook for X that goes viral? Or is this something that that works and that you can start using in your everyday workflow? So together we're going to go and play with it and see how it goes. So I just signed up, and I guess it auto creates a first project for you. And again, you know, if you're listening to this on audio, Startup Ideas on audio, you might want to check out the YouTube to see what's going on in the screen share. So basically, I'm looking at this first time ever. It looks like it's almost like ChatGPT, but for design. So we can go ahead and write what we want to build in here. It's cool that it has the microphone, because sometimes, you know, actually more recently, I've been just like recording my voice and saying what I want. And I'm happy that more products are doing this. I'm happy that it has a upload an image right over here. That's huge, because what you can do is, they even have a picture of that. Create a property finder interface similar to the one in the image. The interface should display property listings. Right. So you can actually go and literally on a napkin, draw out a wireframe of what you want, upload it to polymet.ai, and it should work. I do this sometimes on V0. If you're a watcher of the channel, a listener to the Startup Ideas podcast, you might have heard me talk about this before. I find that's a really good way, but let's just get into it. So what is the idea I want to work on today? Is I saw this tweet, this guy Eddie, who, by the way, is a 17-year-old, I think. Yeah. 17-year-old, one exit, two viral apps, had a really smart idea that got, you know, 3.2 million views. He says, built an algorithm that stimulates how thousands of users react to your tweet so you know it'll go viral before you post. So I think this is a really great idea. I wish it existed, but I wish it existed for YouTube. So I wish I could basically say that if I use this title and this thumbnail, I'm likely going to get this amount of comments, likes, subscribers. Now, of course, YouTube has some, you know, A/B testing on thumbnails and stuff like that. But I think like a more deeper product like this would do really well. So I'm actually going to go and just screenshot this. I'm going to go ahead and just screenshot this. I'm going to save it. I'm going to go into Polymet and I'm going to say, I have an idea for a startup. It's basically this concept which is an algo that tells you if or how well a tweet will do. I'm going to go add this before I forget. Boom. Okay. I want to do this with YouTube. So many YouTubers want to know how, if they change their title, okay, change their title, change their thumbnail, etc. By the way, I'm putting etc. There's a bunch of other product features that like I probably should be thinking about. Like, for example, does the length affect the amount of comments you're going to get? If you make it shorter, will you get more likes? That sort of thing. But let's see if it's smart enough if it's more literal. So we're learning, again, we're learning this together. I've never used this product. So many YouTubers want to know if they change their title, change their thumbnail, how will it affect engagement? I want you to create a SaaS that does this. Make it... I don't know what this is called. By the way, I'm not, I wouldn't call myself a designer. I'm like more a product person. I know, what products I'm like more of like a product manager. So I don't know the exact term for this, but like make it look glassy, minimalist, and with colorful calls to action. Let's just see what the hell happens there. Quick break in the pod to tell you a little bit about Startup Empire. So Startup Empire is my private membership where it's a bunch of people like me, like you, who want to build out their startup ideas. Now they're looking for content to help accelerate that. They're looking for potential co-founders. They're looking for tutorials from people like me to come in and tell them, how do you do email marketing? How do you build an audience? How do you go viral on Twitter? All these different things. That's exactly what Startup Empire is. And it's for people who want to start a startup but are looking for ideas, or it's for people who have a startup but just they're not seeing the traction that they need. So you can check out the link to startupempire.co in the description. So, okay. We've upgraded to 3.7 Sonnet. Generations can take a little bit longer. Okay, so I'm guessing that that this is going to take a few minutes here. But while that's doing there, I'm just going to look around. Let's see if I click this. Okay, you could make it light or dark mode. I think I prefer... This is actually a hot take. I think I prefer the light mode. Okay, so now I'm looking here, font, radius, colors. These are probably things that will allow you to edit the once it gets created, it'll allow you to edit what happens here. And I also noticed that, okay, so if you sign up for free, you get 250 credits. And it says 50 credits for each page, 25 credits for each component. Funny thing with AI companies is like they've made it really smart and instead of just saying it's going to cost you $2 to do something, they're just like, it's going to cost you credits. And you really don't know how much you're spending, but kudos to the AI companies who make it easy to spend money and make it really fun to spend money. But waiting for this to still load, it's kind of taking longer than I'd hoped. I wish it took like a minute or less. It can take up to a minute to generate, but it'll be worth it. I wish it was telling me, like it's given me no sense, like so no progress bar. Like where's the progress bar? You would think that for a design app that they would have a progress bar to let people know how long this is going to take, but they do not. Now, I could have not given it a image and seen what it would have created. And maybe I should have done that. But from my experience with V0 and some of the other prompt to design AI designer startups, I find that when you give it something to start with, you end up getting just something closer to what you really want. Okay. So we are done. It's created something. It's actually named it called ToPredict, which honestly isn't a horrible name. And says AI-powered analytics to optimize your YouTube content and maximize your engagement. I didn't expect it to do copy like this, but you know, not horrible. Optimize every aspect of your content, A/B testing, engagement prediction. It doesn't feel super glassy to me. I don't know about you guys, what you think. But let's go. What happens? Do I click here? Okay, when I click on analytics, nothing happens. When I click get started, does something happen? Okay. It just made a black screen of death. So when you click get started, nothing happens. Okay. Good to know. So what sucks about this is I don't really see the product, right? Unless I click see demo. Yeah, I mean, I'm prompting it now. This is a bummer. I was hoping to see how the product would work. This is just a landing page. Why didn't you create the actual product? I'd like to see images of the product on the landing page so that people know what they are signing up for. And I'd like to be able to click see demo and see how the product is working and click around to see how it could work. Let's see. I mean, okay. And the last thing is I want to make it more visually appealing. Like this is, it's fine. I think it's fine, but I think it could be a lot more interesting. So let's go to Perplexity, let's say. Let's see. And basically, let's ask Perplexity. I forget the name of the design term for when something is glassy. What is it called? It's minimalist and glassy. I mean, am I making this self up? There it is, glassmorphism. That's what it's called. That's what I want. So the reality is you need, with a lot of these tools, it's as good as the prompt that you can do it, right? So you do need to know design terms and like what's trending and what people call taste to get the most out of it. So also, I feel like you didn't make it glassmorphic. Please do that. Okay, we're going to hit enter and see what happens. So it looks like you can expect to wait about a couple minutes. I guess if you go and open up Instagram or you go on X, you know, that's not good. But if you actually like sit there and like think about, okay, how do you want it to look right now? It's not the end of the world, right? Like I'm trying to think about it. Like, what do I want? So you basically use these breaks for good things, right? Don't just go open up Instagram and then open it back up in two minutes. I don't think that's great. But I think we learned a really valuable lesson here is that you do need to know design terms to really get the most out of any of these AI designer stuff, right? Like when you go to Polymet's website, AI product designer at your service, well, not really, right? If it was an AI product designer at your service, it would start asking me questions about, you know, what kind of vibe did I want? You know, what do I want to call it? And it would try to extract the my taste and my vibe so that I can go and translate that. Or it just might know what the trends are, right? And based on what I saw, it didn't feel exactly like it was the most beautiful website. I don't know if I, again, this is my first time using this, so I don't know if I just steered it in the wrong direction. You tell me in the comment section, but I don't know. Well, let's continue learning about Polymet.ai, the AI designer, and but I'm a bit skeptical right now. By the way, it's crazy that like if I did the, if you know, 2 years ago, if I would have seen this, I would have been like, oh my God, this, you know, everything has changed. This is the craziest thing, you know, it changes everything. And now our bar for all these AI products is so high that the output needs to be incredible for you to really use it in your workflow. I mean, I want to be able to use this in my workflow. Like when I go to the website and it says like, get the design and code for anything you build. Like, wow, it's amazing. Connecting seamlessly with Figma and your code base. You can use your components with Polymat. Amazing. Like literally connecting to your code base works with existing tools. Like it sounds like the dream. So I'm optimistic. I'm always optimistic. I'm one of those. I love playing with new products and I think it's helpful to play with them. Just to see if it is going to be a game changer for you. Here we go. Okay. It's actually like, it's not fully glassy. Like I wish it was more glassy, but it's starting to look pretty good. C2 predict in action. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Like an image, but what am I looking at? Is it just an image of analytics? Okay. Yeah. So this doesn't, okay, let me click on it before I make a judgment call. Okay. I asked it to click. When you click see demo, I asked it to be able to play around with it and nothing happened again. But I see on the right hand side, I guess this is, okay, these are my two prompts. Okay, very cool. So you don't lose, this is actually really good because you don't lose any of your images or any of your designs. They're on the right hand side. And it looks like there's a rollback button. This little button here, you can press. Cool. So you have A/B testing, AI prediction. I mean, the images aren't useful. They're not useful because I guess you need a design. You probably just need a design. You got to tell it exactly like, I don't want load time versus bounce rate. This is just not relevant for the use case of YouTubers. So we're gonna give it one more prompt and we're gonna try to get it to design to predict, basically. We're gonna try to get it to design to predict. I think they did a better job on the landing page overall. Looks clean. But I think with the product itself, come on, you know, you can do better. So let's see what we can do. So what can we say? I'm just going to talk to it. Honestly, I don't think you did your research. The example in prompt number one that I gave you was a beautifully designed version of an A/B analytics product for X. And let's go ahead and include it again. Sometimes AI forgets things. So we're going to include it here. Maybe let's actually include, can we include another image? No, it's pretty much the same thing. So we're just going to include one image here. Okay. Let's go reattach it. I'm going to say I've reattached that image again so you can reference it. And this is the inspo for creating a similar type of product, but for YouTubers. Do you have any questions for me before you design it? Sometimes I do this with Claude or ChatGPT. I'm like, before you go ahead and vibe code or whatever, just let's just straighten some things out. Let's measure twice, cut once. So I don't expect it to have questions for me, but in if it was an AI product designer, realistically, if I asked that, it would it would respond, right? So I'm going to say I'm very disappointed about how irrelevant the product images look. They look like dashboards for website analytics. Okay, let's see what you can do. All right. So we're generating the page and we're seeing what we can do. Should we, for fun, just compare this to V0 and what would happen, right? Like if we, let's see, let's try this. Okay, so we're going to put back the prompt. We're going to add this image and we're going to see what V0 does versus PolyMet. So, okay, first of all, I just got to say, like, I love what V0 is doing right now. It's like giving me the reasoning of what it's doing. So I'm instead of being in a black box like PolyMet, I feel like I'm actually talking to someone. I'll create a SaaS application that helps YouTubers predict how changes to their titles, thumbnails, and other elements will affect engagement based on the image you shared. I'll design a glassy, minimalist interface with colorful calls to action that allows for A/B testing of YouTube content. Like I feel just way more at ease with V0 right now. I don't know if you agree with me at all, but just looking at this, I feel like, okay, they know what they're doing. Okay, it's still loading. I'm wondering if V0 is slower, faster than PolyMet. It definitely feels faster, right? Because you see what's going on. You're seeing what they're thinking, but is the actual outcome faster? Like maybe not. You know, PolyMet took like a minute or two, I would say at least a minute, to do each of the designs. You know, I'm not timing this, but you know, this is like 45 seconds a minute, but it feels more fun to look at this. Okay, we've got it. Wow. Could you believe how similar it looks? And it literally just copied the image I gave. I can't believe it. Okay, cool. Wow. But it actually built it. It actually built the product. So you can see version A, original content, title, description, thumbnail. And you can predict the performance. Wow. This is amazing. This is amazing. With AI recommendations, apply AI. Based on our analysis, version A is likely to perform. Right? So this is, from a design perspective, very similar to PolyMet. But it went a bit deeper. It definitely just like literally copied the image I sent, which is, you know, not great, but that's horrible. It's like literally copying it. But I think this is actually really cool. Like I would use this product. I would totally use this product. All right, let's go back to PolyMet, see what we've got. Okay, so PolyMet is ready for us. So I don't know, you know, not super glassy, by the way. I don't know if it's me, but it doesn't feel very glassy. Okay, let's see if we could get started. Oh, wow. Okay, now we're talking. So it built it. Version A, image, video, format, emoji. I mean, no, this is video only, right? This is YouTube, so it didn't really get it. But this is beautiful. Like, wow, the cumulative engagement chart, I think, is really good. Statistical confidence is really interesting. Wow, recent optimizations, AI suggestions. I mean, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Title optimizer, performance comparison. Wow, showing you all these different things. Like this is really helpful. It might even be a bit more in depth than than V0. But pretty cool. What I like about V0 is you can just, I think you can like ask questions, right? So you can say like, this doesn't feel super glass. What was it? Glass morphic? Do you think it is? And let's see what it says. You're right. The current design has some glass-like elements, but doesn't fully embrace true glass morphism. Let me enhance it to create distinctive frosted glass aesthetic with more pronounced blur effects, light borders, and depth. Interesting. Yeah, so I like that there's feedback that you get back from V0 versus like you're kind of like you're shouting into a dark hole with Polymet. You just kind of have to hope that it's going to create the thing you want. And I do like that with V0, you're hearing firsthand like how it's thinking about things. So let's go see what happens from a visual perspective. I don't know about you, but I think from a design perspective, like they're in the same ballpark. You know, they're in the same ballpark. You know, is Polymet uglier like than visually than V0? I think probably a little bit. Is it slower? I mean, probably a little bit. But did it end up coming out with a nice product? It was maybe a bit closer to what we wanted, but it did take three prompts. I wonder if we would have done three prompts to V0, would that have gotten us a nicer product? Side by side, are we comparing apples and oranges here? I don't know. It's possible. But I gotta say, let's see what this. Okay, so it's a little more glassy. Yeah, it's a little more glassy for sure. Yeah, like this is a beautiful. Like this is nice. So what this is missing here on the V0 version is you can hover over and seeing what number you're at. I thought that was really nice that Polymet did that. That was really cool. So yeah, like it literally built out the code, like it, and I think that's helpful. I really do. I think that's helpful, and that's definitely a pro in the camp of Polymet. So yeah, but I don't know, man, this looks really, really nice. Like the V0 is a little bit nicer, I think, from a visual perspective. That's the episode. That's the episode today. I think I wanted you to see me use this product, Polymet, for the first time. I've used V0 before. I've done episodes on V0 before. I'm impressed with V0. It continues to get better. But I'm always on the lookout for, you know, I see AI product designer and that's something I want. So, you know, what's my recommendation? My recommendation, you know, is it V0? Is it Polymet? Well, the reality is it seems like V0 is a little bit better, but Polymet might be better tomorrow. You know, who knows? So I think it's playing with these tools. Right now I'm feeling like V0. I enjoy getting that that feedback back. I think the visual design's a bit, little bit nicer. But I think, you know, you can use both, right? You can now copy that V0, put it into Polymet and see what happens. Like, can you make this better? Can you make this pop more? I think that's how you get the most, like how you get an actual product AI product designer is by doing that. It's using a couple tools, just like how a lot of you probably use ChatGPT, you use Claude. You're using Grok now, Grok 3, Gemini. You're going to have three or four tools that you're going to use for AI product design. You're going to have three or four tools you're going to use for AI marketing. You're going to have three or four tools that you're going to use for a lot of these different categories. So how do you get the most out of them is just you use all of them. You realize what's best for each individual product, right? Like Claude, for me, writing is just, it's just a better at writing. Researching, you know, ChatGPT, you know. So there's these nuances that make these products better. It's about finding them, writing them down. And that's what I want this podcast, you know, to be, is not just about, you know, giving you startup ideas like, hey, go steal this startup idea for that you can build a SaaS product around YouTube analytics and predictions. Like I hope someone takes that idea. It's going to work, but it's also about figuring out, you know, what are the nuances, sharing in the comment section, learning together. And, you know, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this, please let me know. I read every single comment on YouTube, and let me know what you want me to talk about on the next episode of the Startup Ideas Podcast. It's been real. I thank you so much for listening. I hope this provided an ounce of creative juices, happy building.